Good morning,
Hello.
Ben. How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. We're recording this time, so can you just introduce yourself? Not everybody can see your head.
Hello, I'm Brody Rigg.
Yay. And where do you come from, Brody? And tell us all that sort of stuff.
I come from Wagga Wagga.
In New South Wales?
New South Wales.
Beautiful. And where are you now?
I'm in Bath in England.
In Bath? Is that where they have all the baths?
Yeah, we're going sometime tomorrow, I think, to go see them.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it should be.
Let's go to the bombs.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah? So you've been playing footy?
Yeah, a little bit.
And how have you been going? You played on the wing in the last game?
Yeah, I went all right.
Cool. And what did you think of the standard of the French footy?
They're pretty good, but they're dirty.
They're what, sorry?
They're dirty. Dirty players.
Are they?
Yeah.
What, did you cop an eye gouge or something?
Nah, trying to grab my nipples.
Did they? The nipple cripple.
Yeah.
That's not on, is it?
Nah, it wasn't very good.
Did you give it back to them?
I couldn't. They ran away.
You got legs, can't you chase them?
Yeah, the ref was in the way.
Was he? Hang on, tell Chrissy to stay there. Stay there, Chris.
Chris.
You big Chris, fat
head. Chris, he wants to stay there. He said you got a big fat head.
And come here, back here. Yeah, there you are. He's your brother's being stupid. Look. Tell him his brother's watching him.
Smitty, your brother's watching you, apparently. Dave said Smitty's going on next.
Oh, yeah, don't be rude. So, yeah, Dylan. Tell Dylan that Trent reckons he's a tosser. Hey, we're recording Dylan, this. We shouldn't be saying all this.
Trent said you're a tosser.
So let's talk about footy.
Yeah.
And France. What did you think of France?
It was different. It was pretty good. It was a lot of historical stuff. Opened up my eyes a bit.
Yeah? What opened your eyes up?
Just all the different culture and all the buildings had a story to it. Not like back in Australia. Everything's just made for a shit reason.
Yep. Yep. And that's like some of the buildings you see over there are thousands of years old and hundreds of years old, eh?
Yeah. They're all close together as well, which does me head in.
Oh, what, is it really packed up tight?
Yeah, and they drive on the wrong side of the road. That does me head.
Does it? What, you go for a spin in the car?
Nah, it's just weird.
And what about the food? What do you think of the food?
Food?
Bro? Yeah.
It was not the best thing in the world, but it was different.
Was it?
Yeah.
Were you one of the boys that had to have the taste test that night?
Nah, thank God. I tried snail, though. It wasn't that bad.
Bit garlicky?
Oh, bit shit, I think.
Yeah, don't swear. We're recording it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can if you like. I don't care. Well, I do, but it's all good. Yeah, so what's been the highlight so far?
Probably the Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
Or probably putting on the jersey. That's probably a big highlight.
Absolutely, yep. You must have been pretty proud running out in the green and gold.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Different feel.
Sure, yep.
Mm.
It's Australia, eh?
Yeah.
You nervous when you ran onto the field before you got the footy the first time?
Oh, no, not really. It didn't really sink in.
Oh, didn't it?
I suppose. Nah, just...
What about the grounds? Sorry, mate?
The grounds were in pretty good condition. It wasn't that bad.
And was it cold?
You couldn't feel when you were out there.
Well, just numb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Too much adrenaline.
Oh, fantastic stuff. And what about the way you played? How did you tell us a little bit about how you felt it was and your experience you had?
Oh... I thought they'd tackle a little bit harder, but they weren't that hard. And you just got to muscle up, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah.
And did they speak French on the field? Could you understand what the buggers were on about, or what?
Nah, some of them said like a couple of English words, but you didn't really pay attention to them.
Yep. Because who cares what they got to say anyway?
Yes.
And what about the war memorials? When you went and saw all of them, did you find the bloke you were looking for?
Yeah, I found a couple of me. I don't know whether they're in relatives or not, but I've got a name that's pretty hard to find, so not too many people have it. And I found two blokes with the same name, so.
Oh, did you?
Could be related.
And what's the story with how did you feel about being there?
Oh, it was a bit sad at the start, but it opened your eyes a fair bit. Just hearing the stories about what happened and how people put their lives on the line and stuff.
It's just totally madness war, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big waste of life, mate. People should be playing footy, not war.
Definitely.
Let prime ministers bash each other, I say.
Yeah, let them. Give it
leave the pubs full of people.
Mm-hmm.
And are you playing tomorrow?
Nah, I'm playing the next game.
Against the England Academy?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's full of Super League players.
I'm probably going to get smashed then.
No, you won't. You'll smash them. They're only Poms, remember?
Yeah.
And what about the Eiffel Tower, mate? What was the highlight at the top of that? What did the boys get up to up there?
They done a bit of a half-nudie run, I suppose.
Half-nudie run? That's not good.
Yeah, just in the undies running around the Eiffel Tower.
Beautiful. That's an AIS tradition.
Yeah, they said that. All the people just looking and laughing and cheering.
Cool. Oh, were they?
Yeah, there's no little kids around, so that was probably the appropriate time to do it.
Excellent. And what did you see? Like, it's pretty high up there. What did you see?
Everything. The whole side of Paris.
Yeah.
Took a couple of photos.
Oh, good one. And how long do you catch a lift up there? Do you have to run upstairs, or what's the go?
Nah, you catch an elevator up there, but you can go up the stairs, but they said it's a bit of a hike, so I decided to go up the easy one, catch the elevator.
Cool. And what else have you got to tell us, mate?
Just missing my family and missing my mum and missing my girlfriend, Hayley.
Oh, isn't that nice? Good on you, Hayley. Give us a little wave, can you? I'll take a photo of it. Beautiful. Good stuff. Thanks heaps for your time, mate, and good luck on the tour. And we'll try catch up to you towards the end of it a bit, hey?
All right, no worries.
Good luck to the boys, and I'll ring back in about 1 minute.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thanks, Brody. Good on you, mate.
Yeah.